produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Melissa Barna. She is the bookkeeping manager. She's with MNP, and we have been discussing everything bookkeeping. Just before the break, we were talking about vulnerabilities that small business and particularly tradespeople and contractors have when it comes to their bookkeeping policies and practices and routines, I should say. Now, in my experience, small businesses such as tradespeople tend to have the most trouble with bookkeeping. Can you highlight any other vulnerabilities that you see in your experience working with tradespeople and contractors?
Oh, definitely. The biggest one that we see across the board, whether it's contractors or consultants on a more professional basis, it doesn't really matter the industry, but that we see everywhere is keeping personal and business transactions separate. I know it can be hard. I've been self-employed for many, many years, and cash flow becomes an issue, and there are so many things at play. And so, you know, you ask your husband on his way home from work, can you please pick up these things from the dollar store? Can you please pick up these things from the hardware store that you need for your job, for your work, for the office? And it goes on the MasterCard, and then it goes on the personal card, and it goes, and all of a sudden you have financial transactions for your business that were paid for 10 different ways, 9 of which are personal sources of transactions. And when you are trying to keep accurate books, there are multiple reasons why that throws a wrench in it. There is the reconciliation. It is so much work to do reconciliations on various accounts, and reconciliations are matching up what your statements say with what your accounting records say and finding the discrepancies, whether it's an outstanding check or whether it's an amount that's entered wrong, whether it's an unreceived accounts receivable. It doesn't matter. The reconciliation is a report that summarizes that and shows you the discrepancy between one report and the other, your bank records and your bookkeeping records. And it is not worth the time and money that it costs to reconcile 10 different accounts, especially when 99% of those accounts are actually personal accounts. And so you're stuck in a situation where you're relying on the odd receipt, and you could be losing receipts, you could be missing transactions, and there's no way to verify that. Now, the Canada Revenue Agency will allow us to post business transactions off a business bank statement or off a business credit card statement. There are some regulations about that. It has to be obviously business related. There has to be some reasoning, and you can't claim the taxes for transactions that you do not have a tax code for, a GST code for. You can't get those ITCs back. However, you can legitimately record it as a business expense. And so if you have a business credit card that's dedicated for business and you only use it for business, then you can easily match up your receipts to your credit card statement. If you've missed a couple, it's okay. Your bookkeeper can still enter them. You can still have accurate reporting. Now, the other thing that throws a wrench into the personal business transaction is when the sort of opposite happens. The business person decides that the business has more money than I do personally, and I'm just going to use my business debit card or my business credit card for everything personal. So I have to pick up diapers on the way home. Hey, I'm going to fly down to Vegas for the weekend with my girlfriend, and we're going to put it on the business card. Well, there's a couple things that happens. Not only is it just building up personal amounts of money that you personally now owe the company to pay it back or pay it out in a dividend or wage in some way, but it's also calling into question the integrity of all the transactions on that statement. So if you have a couple personal transactions, now the bookkeeper needs to scrutinize more carefully going down the list. Well, is this business? Is this personal? And you're losing out on more and more of those transactions because maybe those ones that you don't have receipts for, you can no longer confidently say that's business. You can no longer support that decision. And so it often you might think you're saving a couple bucks because you're putting $100 of transactions on that are personally based on your business credit card or your business debit card, but it might end up costing you 1 to 5 or 10 hours more per month of bookkeeping work that is going to be charged for you for that differentiating between personal and business. And if you ever have to go through an audit, you need that differentiation done. You need that work done. You need it the work to be clear, because what happens if the CRA comes in and does that audit and sees that, well, they're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt that the other transactions are business. They're going to say, oh, that one was personal. All of these are personal. And so you have to fight for it a lot more. It's just easier. Keep your business separate from your personal. Do some planning. Do some cash flow planning so that you can have your business and your personal transactions separate.
So that, I appreciate your comments on that. So let's actually switch gears and talk about personal bookkeeping. So my husband and I, we're a little odd in that we enjoy very meticulously kept books and records for our home. Now, we have had a very large family, and a lot of our children have grown up and moved away and are providing me with wonderful grandchildren at this stage of life. This is just golden right now. But of course, we still have some children left at home, and we have a farm. So our personal bookkeeping is very important right now. It is actually kind of one of my job descriptions, is to keep that all up to date. Now, on the side of personal bookkeeping, do you recommend any particular types of software that a household can use to keep track of their finances?
The thing I recommend most to friends or family or business clients who ask me that about their personal finances is, what doesn't scare you? What do you enjoy? You have to ask a few questions. How many transactions is your family using? How responsible do you consider yourself with your money? And how aware are you of your finances? If as a bookkeeper, I can ask a few questions of someone to easily find out how aware they are of their money. So how much do you spend on groceries in a month? How much do you spend on entertainment in a month? Well, I don't know. How much income do you have? Well, I have this. Okay, but do you have child tax credit? Do you have different forms of income? Do you have a roommate that pitches in for the bills? Do you host students? Do you have a rental property over in Fort St. James that you just forgot about because you only look at it when they call you for maintenance issues? What else is going on in your life that you need to track? And for the average family, I have met very few people who like spreadsheets and like tracking things. Very few. I have met them. You know, Deb, you're lovely, but not many do.
Is there a particular personality? Do you think there's a particular personality that sort of lends itself a little more easily to the bookkeeping requirements?
There is, actually. I find that people who like puzzles like bookkeeping. If they've never done bookkeeping, it's funny. Most people that I ask, if they do puzzles, if they enjoy puzzles, they'll enjoy bookkeeping. And it's about being able to match things up, find the right numbers. But you know, the thing I find with the average family who does a really good job of managing their money is to look at budgeting and bookkeeping for their personal finances as a planned spending plan. And, you know, the envelopes with cash in them often work. I've heard that countless times from people who are very on top of their spending, and it's fantastic. It takes a lot of discipline and self-control to keep that budget in line when you're using cards. It can be done, but it is important to be then using the spreadsheets or a notebook that you're just writing it in. I remember one older gentleman giving us advice one time as for my husband and I in keeping our finances and trying to advise my husband in some ways that he would enjoy, because looking at a computer screen for that after the kids are in bed was not something he ever wanted to do. So I recommended just do the old paper and pen, grab a notebook, do the tally, whatever it is that doesn't scare you, so that you know where your money's at, what is outstanding, what is coming in.
Yes, very good information. I've tried a variety of approaches to bookkeeping because, as you know, I am a financial counselor, and yes, I wanted to be personally and intimately familiar with what was available. So I downloaded QuickBooks. I thoroughly enjoyed QuickBooks until they did software updates. And I wish that during our lives, we would not have these life updates where we have to relearn how to enter certain things and, you know, memorized transactions are lost. So QuickBooks worked well for some time. And I just personally don't appreciate the updates because I like the same old, same old. I do have the same routine in my life that I've had for years.
It's true.
Perhaps that's boring. My husband says, no, honey, you're predictable, not boring, which isn't a very appreciated comment. And I've tried the envelope system, of course. I've tried the jar systems, you know, the clear mason jars on top of the fridge so we can see exactly how much cash is left. And that was an interesting one when you have teenagers in the house. The jars, you may want to put them behind a closed cupboard instead of on top of the fridge when you have teenagers with driver's licenses and cars at
home.
But there are a variety of bookkeeping techniques. And when I speak with my clients and we sit down and we walk through their entire financial situation, my advice to them is, what type of record keeping are you currently doing?
Yes.
Now, a lot of times people have a certain comfort level with throwing receipts in a shoebox. Well, that's a big step above throwing them in the bottom of the cab of
their
truck. Oh,
definitely. Yes.
Or some people do enjoy writing things down. So whatever people are currently comfortable with, there's always a way to build on it. But don't hear update in that sentence. We're just using what they're already comfortable with and then building on that, perhaps adding something that's still within their comfort level. And then when you learn a new skill or just a little variation of what you're already doing, people tend to thrive on what they already have inside of them. And that That has worked out very successfully. But I have to say, I have tried pretty much every bookkeeping method under the sun. And not
awesome.
Just bookkeeping, but every cash flow management method under the sun, so that I could absolutely say, based on my experience with fill in the blank, where you had to download the old Simply Accounting transactions onto an Excel sheet in order to analyze them, that this is a job. People don't want a job. They want it simple.
Yes.
My guest today has been Melissa Barna. She is she manages the bookkeeping department at MNP. Feel free to contact her with questions. Remember, she did throw out that half hour free consultation. To my listeners, thank you so much for your time, and we will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.